们起低头同心默祷。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主圣名啊，继续我们上午的学习哟。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our morning service.
我们再唱一首诗，我们唱198首。
And let's sing hymn 198.Please be seated.
奉主是圣名我们继续我们第二节的学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to continue our second session study.
我们在上一节提到这个以物他能够善用自己的能力来服侍神。
And during the last class, we talked about that Ehud knows how to use his own ability to serve God.
虽然与别人不同
Although he's a little different from others.
但是这个不同却成为他能力的表现。
But this differential makes him very impressive.
所以如果你有一些跟别人不同的地方
So if you have things that are different than other people,
或许这个就是神要用你的特点。
And this might be the reason that God wants to use you.
所以要找到自己的能力的地方。
And so you have to find the strength of your ability.
并且能够找到自己在服事上正确的位置。
And then you have to find the right place in serving.
我们谈到说要用正确的工具。
And we talked about using the right tools.
因为不正确的工具只会让工作更加的困难。
And because if you're not using the right tools, it will make your work more difficult.
所以我们要拿着这个神的道，这个两刃的利剑。
So we have to take the word of God, which is the double-edged sword.
使我们能够在道理上常做准备。
And so that we could be self-prepared doing the words.
这样需要的时候，在圣工上面就用得到了。
And when it comes to need, that we could use it is this in holy work?
我们再看回来士师记的第三章。
And let's turn back to Judges chapter 3.
士师记的第三章。
Judges chapter 3.
士师记的第三章的第十五节。
Judges chapter 3 verse 15.
十五节。
And 15.
以色列人呼求神的时候，神就为他们兴起了一位拯救者，就是便雅悯人基拉的儿子以物，他是左手便利的。以色列人托他送礼物给摩押王伊基伦。十六节。
16.
以物打了一把两刃的剑，长一轴，戴在右腿上衣服里。十七节。
17.
他将礼物献给摩押王伊基伦。那在这里啊，我们看到以物的另外一个特点啊。
And right here we saw another good example of Ehud.
啊，最后的结果我们知道，就是以物用着左手拿着这把剑，把敌人的国王给刺死了。
And the end result we know because Ehud used his left hand and killed the king with the sword.
啊，但是呢，我们如果看一下他的背景啊。
If we look at the background story.
这里啊，以物为什么会去找这个国王
？And so why did Ehud went to see the king?
这里说以色列人啊。拜托他送礼物去给敌人啊
Because the people of Israel asked them to send tribute to the king.
哦，这个以色列人很害怕啊。
And so the Israelites were rather afraid.
以色列人认输了。
And because they are defeated.
他想要送礼物给敌人，让敌人不要生气啊。
So they wanted to present a gift to the enemy, so this way the enemies would not be angry at them.
甚至叫以物啊，这个神所选的受膏者说，以物啊，以物啊，你帮我们送礼物好了。
And they actually wanted to select Ehud and the chosen one of God to present the tribute.
所以在这个时候的以色列人是很软弱的。
So the Israelites during this time is very weak.
非常没有用。
And they're useless.
啊，但是啊，以物却不一样啊。
And but Ehud is different.
以色列人说，以物你帮我们送礼物。
And so the Israelites told Ehud to deliver the tribute.
以物说好啊，我去啊。
And so Ehud said, yes, I will go.
但是我要带着我的两刃的剑去啊
But I will bring along my double-edged sword.
我去不是送礼物啊
So when I go, I'm not there to present a tribute.
我去我是要对方这个国王的命啊
And I go, I want to take this king's life.
所以啊我们在这里看到一个很强烈的对比啊
And so we see a strong comparison here.
以色列人只想要讨好这个国王啊
And so the Israelites wants to please the king.
讨好敌人啊
And they wanted to please their enemies.
哦这样子我就没有事情啊哎呀你高兴我平安啊大家都没事啊
So this way we could all gather in peace because once you're peaceful then I'm safe.
以物不要这种的平安啊。
But Ehud does not want this type of peace.
我去但是我去的目的不一样啊。
So I will go but my purpose will be different.
我去的目的是要打败敌人。
And so the purpose of me going is to defeat the enemies.
哦，所以我们在这里看到以物的心态啊，以物工作的心态啊。
And so we could see the working mindset of Ehud.
虽然大家都认输了。
So although everybody acknowledged defeat.
大家都软弱了。
And everybody was weak.
大家都逃避了。
And so everybody escaped.
但是我不被他们所影响啊。
But I will not be affected by them.
哦，所以我们今天作为一个神的工人啊。
So as being a holy worker of God today,
我们不能被环境所同化。
We cannot be influenced by our surroundings.
我们不能被环境所打败。
And we could not be defeated by our surroundings.
其他人不热心，不代表你可以不热心啊。
And if everybody else does not have a zealous heart, doesn't mean that you should not have it.
其他人软弱，不代表你可以合理的软弱啊。
If others are weak, it doesn't mean that you should be weak too.
一个真正的工人
a true worker,
不管在什么样的环境
and doesn't matter under what condition,
不管在多大的压力
and doesn't matter how much pressure this
他都能够坚持自己做正确的事情
and so they could stand firm on their principles and do the right thing.
我们有时候很喜欢找理由啊
and so many times we like to find excuses.
为什么你不祷告
and why don't you pray?
诶我的家人也都没有祷告啊
and because my family members does not pray as well.
为什么你不热心
and how come you don't have a zealous heart?
诶我的朋友没有一个热心的啊
and Because none of my friends are zealous.
这种理由在神面前是没有用的。
And so these type of excuses is useless in front of God.
因为在神审判你的时候哦。
And because when God is judging you.
神说你为什么不热心？
And so God says that how come you're not zealous?
哦，我的朋友也都不热心啊。
Because my friends are non-zealous as well.
一起修理。
And so I will fix both of you.
为什么你不来聚会？
And why don't you come to service?
诶，教会好多人也都没有来聚会啊。
And because many people does not come to church as well.
一起修理。
And I will fix all of you.
哦，所以啊，我们不要以别人不要被别人所影响啊
So let's not be affected by other people
这个 灵修这个永生哦，属灵的生命啊，是非常 personal， 非常自非常私人的啊。
And the life of spiritual cultivation is very personal.
你会不会得救
？And will you be saved？
神喜不喜欢你
？And does God love you？
只有这是你跟神的关系啊。
And this is your relationships with God.
神不会因为你身旁的人啊很软弱。就原谅你的。
And God would not forgive your sins because other people around you are weak.
每个人要为自己的工作负责任的。
And each and every one of you has to be responsible for your own work.
每个人要为自己的选择付代价的。
And each and every one of you has to be responsible for your choosing.
所以如果你看到你身旁的人大家都软弱。
And so if you see that everyone around you is very weak.
你选择跟他们一样。
So you choose to be their likings.
对不起，你自己负责啊。
And I'm sorry, you have to be responsible.
因为没有理由。有没有借口的
？And because there's no excuse.
哦，所以在这里，以物他身旁的人全部都软弱了。
And so right now, Ehud, the people around him is all weak.
大家都投降了。
And so everyone acknowledged defeat.
想要讨好敌人啊。
And everybody wants to please the enemies.
以物说我不要。
And so Ehud says that I refuse.
我不要跟别人一样啊。
I don't want to be the same with others.
我愿意呀、啊。我愿意努力呀、啊。
I'm willing to try hard.
所以今天你愿意努力吗
？So if you are you willing to try hard today?
还是你觉得说，哎呀，跟大家一样就好啦
？Or you feel that I should be like everyone else.
信主那么热心干什么
？And what is a purpose that you believing in so zealously?
聚会那么早去干嘛
？And why do you want to go to church so early for?
祷告那么长，欺负人虐待人呐、啊、
！And we pray for so long. This is a torture.
参加什么讲习
？And why you go to seminars?
干嘛要热心
？And why should you have a zealous heart?
大家开开心心的这样子混一辈子，不是很好吗
？And isn't good that we could all gather like this for entire life?
可能你身旁很多人是抱着。这种心态啊
And maybe many people around you have the same mindset
偶尔去去教会我就是不错的基督徒啦
And if I go to church once in a while I'm a very good Christian
你要跟他一样吗
And do you want to be the same with
如果你选择跟他一样
If you choose to be the same with them
那你就到最后自己负责啊
And so you have to be responsible for your own actions
你也可以跟以物啊跟以物一样啊
And, Or you could be at Ehud
虽然众人都软弱
And so although all the people is weak
但不代表我可以软弱
And that does not mean that I should be weak as well
众人都投降了
And all the people have acknowledged defeat
我心中绝不投降啊
And I would never acknowledge defeat、
哦、所以我们在这里看到以物为什么被神特别选出来啊
And so that we could see that why God especially chose Ehud here
因为在最糟的环境里面啊
And,
锻炼出最强的工人来啊
And because under the worst conditions that it was developed the strongest workers
弟兄姐妹啊有时候你们有的我们当中有的人环境非常困难啊
And brothers and sisters some of us lives in a very poor condition
面对非常大的挑战
And they're facing great challenges
朋友嘲笑你的信仰
And then your friends are mocking your faith
同事攻击你的信仰
And your colleagues are attacking your religion
甚至你的家人都不认同你的信仰
And maybe even your family members does not agree with you
所以这个时候你要做什么选择
And so what kind of choosing should you have this time
每一个选择带来不同的结果
So every different choices will bring different results
以物的选择非常简单
And so the choices of Ehud is very simple
我做我该做的事情
I should do what I'm supposed to do
所以他就得得到了该得到的赏赐
And so he will receive the blessing that he is supposed to get、
哦、所以我们今天、啊、在这种不好的环境里面
So today under this very poor conditions
我们在这个世界最混乱的状况
And under the very bizarre state of the world
社会的道德观最低落
And the lowest point of the morality in this world
那个你要跟大家一样吗
And do you want to be the same with other people
你做的选择你自己负责啊
So you should be responsible with your own choosings
你说哎呀我们都是我们大家都在拼命赚钱啊
And we should, you could say that all of us are working hard to make money.
我所有的朋友都是拿命去换钱啊，拼命做啊。
Each and every one of my friends is working his, their life off towards money.
啊，少做了一天就比人家少赚啊。
And if you work one day less, you make a lot less than other people.
所以不行啊，我要一直做做做做做做做到我死为止啊。
And so no matter what, I have to work until I'm died.
哦，这是你的选择。
And so this is your choice.
可以跟世界上其他的人都一样。
And so this could be the same with all the worldly people.
那到最后你就付出他的代价嘛。
And so at the end you'll pay its consequences.
你也可以做出一个不一样的选择啊。
And you can make a different choice.
我们很多信徒就做出不一样的选择啊。
So many of our members will make different choices.
今天在这里坐在这里的每个信徒都做了一个不一样的选择啊。
And so each and every one of our members sitting here today, we made a different choice.
你的朋友是不是笑你？
And does your friends like you?
去教会干什么?
And why do you go to church?
礼拜六可以赚更多的钱呢?
And on Saturdays, we could make a lot more money.
你怎么这么傻?
And why are you so foolish?
你的朋友是不是笑你?
And is your friend mocking you?
去教会还要奉献?
And you go to church to offer tithe.
有没有搞错啊?赚钱不容易,拿来自己花不是比较好吗?
What is wrong with you? Because it's so hard to make money, why can't we keep it for ourselves?
你怎么这么傻?
And why are you so foolish?
是不是很多人笑你傻,笑你笨?
And is there a lot of people laughing at you?
笑你不懂得赚钱,笑你不懂得生活?
And they're laughing at you because you don't know how to make a living, you don't know how to live your life.
在这种环境之下,你要怎么选择?
So under this environment, what should you choose?
我们今天做了一个不同的选择。
And so we made a different choice today.
我们放下世界。
And we have let go of the world.
我们选择信仰。
And we chose religion.
你知道吗？你做的一个不同的选择，就影响你一辈子不一样。
And so once you made a different decision, it will affect you for your entire life.
就像以户一样啊。
And just like Ehud.
能够在众人软弱之中坚强地站起来。
And so among the people, among all the weaklings, he could be the strong one.
就有资格被记在圣经里面啊。
And so he fits the criteria to be recorded in the Bible.
圣经里面很多伟大的人都是这样子啊。
And so many of the great ones in the Bible are the same way.
神所爱、神所纪念的人常常都是这样子。
And whoever that God's love and remembers are the same way.
从最早的亚伯拉罕。
And from the earliest time, the Abraham.
离开家里跟众人不同啊。
And after he left his homeland and he's different from others.
神叫他出来，他就出来了。
And so when God told him to come out, he left.
摩西也跟人家不一样啊。
Moses was different than other people as well.
约瑟也不一样啊。
And Joseph was different as well.
圣经里说约瑟是与他众弟兄都不一样的人啊。
And the Bible says that Joseph was great, has a great difference among his brothers.
哦，加勒啊，加勒也不一样啊。
And Caleb.Was different as well.
圣经里面神特别讲哦。
And so the Bible especially mentioned.
他说我的仆人加勒。
And he says my servant Caleb.
有着一个不同的心智啊。
And has a different mindset than others.
所以我要大大的祝福给他。
And so I will bless him greatly.
啊，真的啊，加勒的心智跟别人不一样啊。
And yes, indeed, Caleb has a different mindset than other people.
所以圣经里面啊，神所重视、所重用的工人啊。
And so in the Bible records God's important workers.
都敢跟世界不一样啊。
And they dare to be different than the world.
今天你敢跟世界不一样吗?
And so are you daring to be different than the world?
你敢跟你的朋友不一样吗?
Are you daring to be different than your friends?
你的朋友说来来来喝两杯喝两杯。
And so your friend says come let's have a drink.
来来来抽一根抽一根。
And yes come on take a smoke.
来来来玩两把玩两把。
And let's play a little game.
那这个时候你所有的朋友都叫你玩啊。
And so at this time all your friends is telling you to play.
请问你要做什么选择?
And so what kind of choices will you be
当你
making?
当你敢做一个不一样的选择啊。
So when you dare to make a different choice.
哦，像圣经里面讲说，加勒怀着不同的心智。
And just like the Bible says that Caleb has a different mindset.
像约瑟与他弟兄迥然不同的人啊。
And just like Joseph who was vastly distinctive than among his brothers.
像以户，众人都软弱，但是我绝不屈服啊。
And just like Ehud, all thePeople are weak, but I would not be defeated.
你就有资格被列在神家中伟大的工人的行列里面啊。
And so you're qualified to be listed among the most important workers of God.
但是啊，与别人不同不是故意的哦。
And but when you're different from other people, this is not meant that you're selected.
不是故意要去跟别人比哦。
You're not purposely trying to make yourself compared to other people.
我比你好。
And I'm better than you.
我比你热心。
I'm more zealous than you.
我比你努力。
And I work harder than you.
不是这个样子的。
This is not the case.
不是说啊，你拿来夸口，觉得自己比别人好的。
And this is not a way of self-boasting that you're better than others.
而是在选择的时候。
And but during the selective times.
在挣扎当中。
And during the time of struggles.
一方面是世界你喜欢的。
And one aspect is the world which you love.
一方面是神是你所应该要做的
And the other aspect is God which is something that you should do
是你的信仰
And this is your faith
在这种挣扎当中
And among your struggling mindsets
你在做抉择的时候
And when you're making this decision
你的选择是什么决定你是什么样的工人、啊、
And what choices will you make will distinguish you to, as to what kind of worker you are
在这里以物与别人都不一样、啊、
And so here Ehud is different than others
敢跟别人不一样
And he dares to be different
而且愿意为这个不一样付出代价
and he's willing to offer any consequences with this differential
你敢跟人家不一样吗
and are you dare to be different than others
有些信徒啊有些信徒不敢啊
and some members does not dare to
哦最简单的哦
And this is very easy.
你吃饭的时候会不会谢饭？
And when you eat food, do you say grace?
你说会啊，会啊，我都有谢饭啊。
And then you say, yes, yes, of course I do.
我知道你们在教会吃饭都会谢饭。
And then I know that in church that you guys would say grace.
啊，你说有有有，我在家里也有谢饭。
And you would say, yes, yes, I say grace before meal at home.
我知道，因为你们全家都是信徒。
And I know that your entire family is our members.
公司在工作的地方呢？
And what about when you're at work?
跟你同学在一起的时候呢？
And what about when you're among your friends?
出差跟客人跟客户在一起的时候呢？
And what about when you're going out with clients?
跟你的老板跟你的朋友跟你的经理在一起的时候呢？
And what about when you're with your boss, with your friends, and with your managers?
请问你要做什么选择？
And what kind of choices will you make?
所以啊，有时候啊，那种小事情就看出一个人的属灵的力量啊。
So sometimes the smallest things will see a person's spirituality.
我还记得我以前上班的时候啊。
So I remember when I was working back then.
因为常常出差啊，常常跟那个什么老板跟客户一起吃饭啊。
And so many times I have to go on a business trip with my boss, with clients.
哎，真的哎，那个出去外面吃饭啊，大家一桌在那聊天的时候啊。结果那个要吃饭啊。
And yes, when we're all sitting, gathering around on the table when it's time to eat.
这时候啊，你要默祷是很怪异的事情啊。
And during this time, if you need to pray in silence, is something that's very strange.
尤其是有人在跟你讲话的时候啊。
And especially when somebody's talking to you.
等一下啊，我要祷告一下。
And hold on a second, because I need to pray now.
讲实话，那是很尴尬、很奇怪的事情哦。
And to be honest, this is something that's very awkward.
所以我讲实话，在一开始的时候，我也挣扎过。
And so to be honest, because in the beginning, I used to struggle as well.
你看，你说人信心有多好，连这么小事都要挣扎一下。
And so you're thinking that how strong our faiths are, but something that's so little, you have to struggle.
这种小事就看得出一个人信仰是怎么做的。
And these are the smallest things you could tell what kind of faith that this person has.
真的很尴尬啊，因为人不多啊，有时候三四个人而已啊。
And I really feel very awkward because sometimes there's only three or four people on a table.
大家聊天讲事情，你突然说，哎，等一下，我祷告一下。
And so everybody is chatting away, and then you would say, "Hold on a second, I need to pray."
大家就这样看着你，啊，大家这样盯着你啊。
So everybody looks at you.
有没有挣扎？有。
And do you struggle? Yes.
有没有压力？有。
And do I have pressure? Yes, I do.
要不要管他？不要管他。
And do I care about that? I don't care.
我后来就想通了。
And so later on, I finally thought it through.
管他的。
I don't care.
先祷告再说，管他发生什么事啊。
And I should pray because I don't really care what other people feel.
那真的啊，后来发觉哦，几次以后啊。
And yes, you do realize that after a few times.
哎，别人学会尊重你的信仰啊。
And so other people learn how to respect your faith.
甚至有时候我们吃饭之前啊。
And even though before before we eat.
我们老板都会叫其他的人，哎，不要讲话，不要讲话，有人要祷告啦。
And so my boss would tell other people, okay, keep quiet because somebody needs to say grace.
祷告完之后才可以讲话啊。
And you could start talking after you say grace.
有的还跟着我一起祷告啊，一起来啊，向神感谢谢饭。
And so some other people will actually pray with me because we're praying to God to thank.
他们也不是基督徒啊，不是基督徒啊。
And they're not Christians.
那只是好玩嘛，就跟着大家一起祷告，反正。对啊，反正老板说不可以讲话啊，就一起祷告吧。
Yeah, so they're having fun because the boss told them not to talk.
有时候啊，你越怕，你越没有办法勇敢啊。
And so often, but the more you're afraid, the more that you cannot be silent.
那所以箴言里面告诉我们哦。
And so in the book of Proverbs tells us.
他说啊，你在患难之日若胆怯，你若害怕哦。
And so that it says that during your troubled days, if you feel frightened,
你的力量就微小啊。
And then your strength would be very limited.
你越怕力量越小啊。
And then the more you're afraid, the more limited your strength will be.
所以不要怕。
So do not be afraid.
你想一想啊，怕什么？
And so when you think about this, and do not be afraid.
默祷一下，真的有这么可怕吗？
And when you make a silent prayer, is this so scary?
被朋友笑两下会怎么样吗？
And so who cares if your friend laughs at you?
其实没有什么的。
Actually, this is quite indifferent.
我印象当中很深哦。
And so I remember this very clearly.
我到肯亚的时候。
And when I went to Kenya,
我在那个一个乡下一个乡村哦。
And so I was in a countryside.
啊，结果有一个妈妈，有个姐妹就跟我做了一个见证。
And so there was a sister who bear a testimony with me.
她告诉我说啊，当她一开始信耶稣的时候哦。
So she tells me that in the beginning when she first believed in Jesus.
当她刚到真耶稣教会来。
And she came to True Jesus Church.
整个村庄里面只有她一个 基督徒，只有他一个真耶稣教会的信徒。
And so the whole village is only one true Jesus Church member, which was her.
被排斥的非常厉害啊。
And so she was being attacked greatly.
她先生反对。
And the husband opposes her faith.
她婆婆非常生气。
And her mother-in-law really was very angry at her.
她的邻居大家都怕她。
And all the neighbors was quite afraid of her.
因为甚至在他们当地那个天主教的牧师啊，都跟他们的信徒讲，这是魔鬼来的。
And especially the priests of their Catholic religion in the village saying that this person is the devil.
哦，说我们这个姐妹啊，哇，这是魔鬼啊，不要跟她讲话。
And so they called our sister the devil and do not talk to her.
哦，所以啊，好长的一段时间啊，没有人跟她说话啊。
And so for a very long time, nobody really talked to her and speak to her.
他们如果要跟她讲话。
And so if anybody were to talk to her,
都用很长的距离，用喊的、哦、
And they would set apart a very long, big distance, and then they would yell at her.
他们说怕魔鬼跳过来这样子啊。
And then they saying that they're afraid that the devil would be jumping onto them.
哦，所以没有人去他家，就是没有人会去他家坐啊聊天的，没有，他没有朋友了。
And so nobody really went to her home and talked to her and chit-chatted with her.
甚至他的小孩。
And especially her children.
他的小孩去学校哦。
And when her children goes to school,
老师叫那个小孩坐在门口，就是一个人坐在最角落，坐在门口哦。
And then the teacher instructed the child to sit all the way outside in front of the classroom.
然后那个老师告诉其他的学生不要跟那个小孩讲话，那是魔鬼来的啊。
And the teacher tells other students, do not talk to that children because he is devil.
那个小孩回到家里啊，跟妈妈讲，妈妈妈妈，老师说我们是魔鬼啊。
And so the children went home, and then the children would cry out to the mother, says that, my teacher says that I am the devil.
哦，说叫小朋友通通不要理我，不可以跟我讲话，不要跟我玩啊。
And the teacher told all the kids not to talk to me or ignore me.
妈妈怎么办？
And mother, what should we do?
如果在美国，我们就叫律师告他嘛，对不对？
And so if we were in America, then we would ask the lawyer to sue.
非洲没有啊。
In Africa, there's no such thing.
怎么办？妈妈只好抱着孩子哭啊，没有办法啊。
So what should we do? So the mother only could hold the child and cry. There's nothing else you could do.
她隔壁的邻居。
And the neighbors.
最好的朋友。
And their best friends.
因为她来真耶稣教会，最后啊，不但怕她最后搬走啊，说我不敢跟魔鬼住在一起啊，搬走啊。
And because of her coming into True Jesus Church, at the end they moved out because I don't want to associate with the devil.
所以啊，很可怜啊。
And so this is very sad.
这个才叫挑战嘛。
And so this is what you call a challenge.
你说你吃饭要不要谢饭？你说哦，好大的挑战啊，丢人啊。
So you're saying that whether you should say grace or not before meal, and this is a big challenge to me. This is so embarrassing.
别人在面对是什么样的挑战
？And you see what kind of challenges other people is facing.
他有没有失败
？And did she fail?
没有，她坚持下来了。
No, she did not because she held up to her faith.
而且她坚持下来，生活当中一直看到神迹啊。
And because of her holding on to her faith, and she witnessed many miracles in her life.
她婆婆死之前哦。
And before the mother-in-law passes away.
她婆婆死之前抓着她的儿子哦。
And before the mother-in-law passed away, she was holding on to the son.
她说啊，你太太的教会才是对的。
And she says,The church that your wife goes to is the correct church.
你要跟她去她那个教会才可以。
And you have to go to the same church with her.
这是她妈妈留下最后的遗言啊。
And this is the last instructions that the mother left before passing away.
所以啊，那个先生就跟她来真耶稣教会啦。
And so the husband came with her to the church.
所以信徒人数就增加一倍。
And then so the membership count now doubled.
从一个变两个。
And from one to two.
哦，整个村里两个信徒了。
And so now the whole village has two members now.
所以全村的人反对他们两个啊。
And so the whole village was opposing them coming to church.
但是他们没有放弃啊。
And so, but they did not give up.
只有两个也可以聚会啊。
And but if you only have two people, we could still hold service.
真的哎，在那一段时间，在他们的最困难的时候，神一直恩待他们啊。
And so during their most difficult times, God showed many grace and mercy upon them.
他们原本是那个村庄最贫穷、最贫穷的人啊。
And they used to be the poorest household in that whole entire village.
神赐福啊，赐福非常大啊。
And then God gave them great blessings.
啊，有一天他们买了一只羊，借钱买了一只羊回来啊。
And so one day they borrowed some money and they bought a goat.
在非洲养羊是很危险的事情。
And so in Africa, it's very dangerous for you to raise sheep.And cattle.
因为羊很容易死掉。
And because sheep, they rather die easily.
尤其是小羊，生小羊哦，那个 死亡率非常高啊。
And doing that, especially during the time when there are giving offerings to more smaller sheep.
哦，所以啊，在非洲啊，你只要那个羊一生病啊，你那个所有丢下去的钱就没了。
And so, especially in Africa, once your sheep get sick, all your investments is gone.
他说啊，他养那一只羊养了八年。
And she says that she raised that sheep for 8 years.
他说这些羊生小羊再生小羊啊，他所有的羊生小羊里面从来没有一只死掉的。
And then she says that all from the sheep that all the little sheep was born and she never had any death.
所以八年哦，八年哦。
And so for 8 years,
从只有一只羊
，there was only one sheep，
变成有一群羊
，and it became a whole crowd of sheep，
还有好几只牛。
And she has some cattle.
更有一堆的鸡。
And she had a bunch of chickens.
而且还两栋房子。
And she had 2 houses.
变成村庄里最有钱的人。
And she became the richest household in the village.
她甚至买了一块地，买了一块地。
And she also bought a piece of land.
然后说这一块地盖教会，就捐给教会了，盖教会。
And she says, I will offer this land to the church to build a church.
啊，真的，神赐福啊，神赐福，大大的赐福给他们家。
And yes, God greatly blessed this household.
所以我在他家天天吃鸡啊。
And so when I was living there, I was eating chicken every day.
所以我是第一个从非洲胖回来的传道啊。
And so I'm actually the first pastor that has gotten fat when I came back from Africa.
哦，所以好像他们都没有要送我去，吃太好哦。
And so I don't think they want to send me anymore because I eat too well there.
你知道吗？我那天在跟他讲，他在跟我见证的那一个晚上啊。
And so the night that she was telling me her testimony.
隔天是灵恩会最后一天哦。
And so the next day will be the last day of the spiritual convocation.
啊，在会堂里面呢，他们有那个什么。那个受洗要受洗的那个班级啊。
And so during the chapel, they had a whole class that was being ready to be baptized.
因为有一些人要洗礼啊。
And because there's some people that needed to be baptized.
他就跟我说啊。
And so she tells me.
他说你看到那一个吗？
And she says, have you seen that person?
你看到那个明天要洗礼的那个太太吗？
And have you seen that lady that will be, that's going to be baptized tomorrow?
那个就是原本住在我家隔壁搬走的那个太太。
And that used to be the lady that was my neighbor who moved away because of me.
不敢住，说我是魔鬼跑掉的那个我那个邻居。
And she is the neighbor that actually thinks that I was the devil, so she's afraid to be living there.
她说明天她要洗礼。
And so tomorrow she will receive baptism.
什么叫挑战？
And what is a challenge?
这个才叫挑战。
And this is a challenge.
所以弟兄姐妹啊。
And so brothers and sisters.
我们真的不要让非洲的信徒看扁了。
And so do not be despised by our fellow members in Africa.
人家可以为了信仰拿命去拼啊。
And because of faith, they could fight with their own lives.
人家可以为了坚持信仰，坚持信仰，能够跟整个村的人作对啊。
And because of holding on to their faith, they could go against the whole entire village.
我们今天能做什么？
And what can we do today?
还觉得自己很可怜。
And we feel that we're very pitiful.
神啊，你给我的压力好大啊。
And God, you gave me so much pressure.
为什么你要我选择赚钱还是去聚会呢？
And why,
哎呀，压力好大。
Why do you give me the different choices of whether to make money or come to church?
你为什么要让我选择啊？要那个什么？要不要吃饭前要不要谢饭啊？哇，我压力好大，我好大的，我的面对好大的信仰挑战啊。
And why do you give me the choices of whether I should say grace before meal or not? Because I am faced so much pressure on the daily basis.
有时候真的啊，把我们那个在挣扎的东西啊，拿去跟别人比一比啊，丢人啊。
And yes, sometimes we should compare the things that we're struggling with other people. We should feel very embarrassed.
所以不要在这种小事情上啊，连这种小事都做不到啊。
And so do not have any problem with these small things.
没有什么好怕的。
And there's nothing really to be afraid of.
敢跟众人不同啊。
And you dare to be different than other people.
只要我是站在主耶稣这一边的。
And as long as I'm standing on the same side with Jesus Christ.
只要我是遵行神的旨意的。
And as long as I follow the commandments of the Lord.
就像以物一样，就算跟众人都不同，那又怎么样？
And just like Ehud, he is different than all the people. So what does it matter?
所以就像但以理的三个朋友。
Just like the three friends for Daniel.
全部人都跪下来拜偶像。
And every single one of people was worshipping idols.
我就是不拜。
And I refuse to worship.
这是违背我的信仰。
And this is against my faith.
国王你生气啊。
And king, are you angry?
大家都在看着，要等着看笑话。
And everybody is standing around to see my jokes happening.
So what? 那又怎么样？
And so what? I don't care.
我只知道我做我该做的事情。
And I only know that I'm going to do what I'm supposed to be doing.
我只做那个让神高兴的事情。
And I only do the things that makes God happy or glad.
其他人不高兴又怎么样？
And if other people doesn't feel happy, who cares?
所以在这里啊，以物有着一个不同的心智。
And so Ehud here has a different mindset.
所以他的人生有资格有一个不同的结果。
And so in his life, he has a different ways of preserving.
我们看回来哦。
And so let's turn back.
我们看回来四世纪的第三章。
And let's turn back to Judges chapter 3.
第十八节。
Judges chapter 3 verse 18.
四世纪的第三章的第十八节。
And Judges chapter 3 verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 18.
以物献完了礼物，便将抬礼物的人打发走了。十九节。
Verse 19.
自己却从靠近吉甲凿石之地回来说，王啊，我有一件机密事要奏告你。王说，回避吧。于是左右势力的人都退去了。二十节。
Verse 20.
以物来到王面前，王独自一人坐在梁楼上。以物说，我奉神的命报告你一件事。王就从座位上站起来。二十一节。
Verse 21.
以物便伸左手从右腿上拔出剑来，刺入王的肚腹。第二十二节。
22.
连剑把都刺进去了，剑被肥肉夹住，他没有从王的肚腹拔出来，且穿通了后身。二十三节。
23.
以物就出到游廊，将楼门尽都关锁。我们看第二十六节哦。
And let's look at 26.
二十六节，他们单言的时候，以物逃跑，经过凿石之地，逃到西伊拉。好，那这里啊，我们看到以物的另外一个特别的地方哦。
And so right here we see a different special distinction of Ehud.
我们看十九节哦。
And we will see verse 19.
他说，自己从靠近凿石之地回来。
And but he himself turned back from the stone images.
我们再看第二十六节啊。
And verse 26.
他说，单言的时候，以物逃跑，经过凿石之地，逃到西伊拉哦。
And but Ehud had escaped while they delayed and passed beyond the stone images and escaped to Sarah.
我们从这里的形容看到一件事情哦。
And so from this depiction, we could see something.
以物不是只有热心而已啊。
And not only Ehud was very zealous.
以物做事是有条理，是有规矩的啊。
And when Ehud was doing something, it's very orderly.
有计划。
And systematic planning.
有什么理由到这里呢？
And what is the purpose for me coming here?
武器要放在哪里才好拿出来呢？
And where should I place my weapon so it's easily drawn?
用什么理由来接近这个国王呢？
And so what purpose should I, what excuse I should use to get close to the king?
从哪里去？从哪里逃跑？
And so, whichever way I come, whichever way I run away.
你看这里说，他从凿石之地回去，又从凿石之地跑掉哦。
And so it says that he was passed beyond the stone images when he came, and the same way he left.
为什么？
And why?
比较熟悉这个地方。
And because he's familiar with this area.
知道怎么跑比较快。
And he knows that what is the best escape route.
所以我们发觉说，以物在做事情每一个阶段都计划过哦。
And so we have realized that every different little section was being planned.
哦，所以这是我们需要放在心里的一件事啊。
And so this is something that we should really care about.
你要做一个好工人吗？
If you wanted to be a good worker,
请要动动脑啊。
And you have to kind of use your brain.
有的人啊，那个做圣工做很多啊，从来不用脑啊。
And many people does many holy work but does not use their own brain.
结果啊，圣工做越多啊，教会越混乱啊。
And so the more holy work that they do, the more bizarre the church conditions become.
有的人觉得说，我只要热心啊，我有热心，我好心就好。
And some people feel that as long as I have a very zealous and passionate heart, I could do everything.
热心很正确。
And yes, it's good to be passionate.
你有好心，感谢主。
And if you're very passionate, thank God.
但是拜托要有一点智慧啊。
But please carry a little wisdom.
一个没有智慧的爱心啊，有时候啊，变成教会的困难啊。
And a love that's depleting wisdom would bring a church difficulties.
一个很热心没有智慧的服事啊，有时候变成教会混乱的根源啊。
And a zealous servitude without any wisdom will bring bizarreness to church.
真的啊，有时候热心 心没有真知识啊，对教会是一种伤害哦。
And yes, indeed, sometimes when you have a very zealous heart without any wisdom, they will bring suffering to church.
所以保罗就说哦。
And so Paul has stated this.
说我为你们祷告。
I will pray for you.
因为你们很热心。
And because you're very zealous.
我为你们祷告，让你们热心上要有什么？要有知识啊，见识啊。
I pray for you that on your zealous heart on top there will be a wisdom.
所以我们的热心能够用在正确的服事管道。
And so that our zealousness can be used towards the correct channels.
我们今天每个人也要这样子祈求哦。
And so we should be praying this way.As well.
让我们有热心
and we should be zealous.
有爱心
and we should have love.
更要有知识啊
and we should have wisdom.
哦，使我们做的事情啊，能够真正帮助到别人啊
and so that everything we do, we could truly help others.
那有时候没有一种没有智慧的爱心啊，有时候是一种伤害哦。
And sometimes when we have the love that without wisdom, it could bring a tragedy.
那我曾经在一篇报道上看到哦。
And one time I read an article.
他说啊，有一个信徒哦。
And says that one time there's a member.
他刚好去另外一个教会啊，去也是我们教会啊，在另外一个地方啊。
And this member attended our service location in another area.
他刚好有事情啊，所以他到另外一个地方聚会啊。
And because he was on a business trip, so he went to another location.
啊，结果啊，聚会完了不是要吃饭吗
？And so after service, when they are about to eat lunch,
他就想要下去吃饭啊。
And so he wants to eat lunch.
结果有一个老姐妹啊。
And there was an elderly sister.
他可能不认识他吧。
And maybe don't know him.
就跟他讲哦。
And told him.
没有做工不可以吃饭
and you cannot eat because you did not work
哇结果那个姐妹就傻了
and so this sister felt was very shocked
哦结果啊就哭着就回家了
and then so she cried she wept and then she went home
这个老姐妹讲的话是从圣经来的哦
and the words that the sister says came from the Bible
没有做工不可以吃饭哦
and he who does not work cannot eat
哦，他我不知道他的动机是什么啦。
I don't know what's her motive.
他可能是希望鼓励年轻人哦，多去做圣工啊。
And maybe she's trying to encourage the young people to try to work more.
但是他的方法啊，变成别人的一种伤害啊。
But the way that what she's portraying this is causing other people's pain.
那别人只是那个，他不是这。只是来拜访的而已啊
And this person that's actually a visitor visiting the church
啊那个怎么这个样子讲话呢
And how would she talk this way
而且这一节圣经不是用在这里的
And so this verse was not actually used here
不可以没有做工不可以吃饭不是讲教会的爱餐
And when you're not working and you want to eatDoes not mean that this is the love meal of church.
所以啊，等一下，你们就算没有做圣工，也可以吃饭。
And so later on, if you did not do any holy work, you could still eat your food.
保罗讲的是什么
？And what is Paul meant?
是当时候有些人呐、啊，不去做事啊。
And it means that during that time, there were many people who just refused to work.
不务正业啊，就说哎呀，世界要毁灭啦，耶稣要再来啦，哎呀，干嘛工作、啊？不要工作哦。
And then they feel that the end of the world is coming, Jesus is coming again, so why should I work?
不做工啊，就一天到晚去访问信徒啊。
And so they refuse to work, and all day they are visiting other people.
每次都是什么11:30去访问啊
？And every time is 11:30 when they leave to visit.
啊，5:30去访问啊
？And Or 5:30, they're visiting.
坐一坐，喝杯水。哎，你们要吃饭了吧
？And so after they sit and chat a little bit, they say, "Okay, you're about to eat now."
所以就从一家吃到另外一家去啊。
And so from one household, they would eat to another household.
不努力工作，不自己做工啊，到处吃别人的。
And so they're not working hard, and instead they're eating around.
所以保罗说啊，不工作不要给他吃饭了。
And so Paul says that if he or she does not work.Let them not eat.
跟教会的爱餐一点关系都没有。
And this has nothing to do with the love meal at church.
但是啊，有时候啊，我们一句话讲的不好啊，别人就很受伤啊。
And so sometimes that when we make these type of statements, we will hurt other people.
所以圣经里面告诉我们哦。
And so the Bible tells us.
他说一句话讲的美啊，讲的好哦。
And so whether you can portray some words into a good manner,
好像金苹果放在银网子里面啊，很美。
Just like a golden apple placed in a silver lining net.
所以啊，我们今天啊，不要啊， 不要讲话乱讲啊。
And so today we should not just talk gibberishly.
好像啊，那个烂苹果放在破网子里面啊。
And just like a rotten apple placed in a broken net.
哇，听到的人怎么听怎么不顺耳啊。
And so whoever that listens to your words, and they're going to feel very contaminated.
哦，真的啊，求主耶稣赐给我们智慧啊。
And so indeed, please ask Lord Jesus to give us wisdom.
使我们知道怎么样有智慧处理教会的事情。
And so that we should know how to use the wisdom in taking care of church's affairs.
使我们知道怎么样用智慧来回答软弱的人。
And we know how to use the wisdom to repay back the weak ones.
能够有智慧来安慰那个在痛苦当中的。
And we have the wisdom to comfort the ones that are suffering.
被我们安慰到的都得到坚强了。
And whoever that's being comforted by us will receive strength.
被我们鼓励的信仰都能够复兴。
And whoever that's encouraged us can revive their faith.
这都需要智慧啊。
And so with this, you need wisdom.
哦，所以我们要做一个有智慧的人。
And so that we should be somebody that has wisdom.
这跟我们啊读书读多少一点关系都没有啊。
And so this has nothing to do, very little to do with us on how much education we have.
你可以读很多书，但是是一个愚蠢的工人啊。
And but you could read many books, but you could be a foolish member.
你也可能是一个没有读很多书啊，但是啊充满神来智慧的一个有力的工人啊。
And or you could be a worker that has not studied so much, but you could be full of strength.
所以我们今天在教会服事。
And so we're serving in church today.
要有智慧。
And we must have wisdom.
今天在教会服事。
And when we're serving in church today.
要有计划。
And we should have planning.
今天在教会服事。
And when we're serving in church today.
要能够通盘的考量，能够看到一个比较全面的事情。
And we should think, have a very, very well-rounded plan.
不要只是啊，哇，那个感动啊，圣灵感动我，圣灵感动我，没有这一回事啊。
And do not feel that the Holy Spirit is touching upon me.
圣灵感动是给你有智慧啊。
And Holy Spirit will touch you to bring you wisdom.
哦，所以不要讲说，哦哟，我有圣灵感动哦，所以啊，你们全部要听我的，没有这种事情。
And so do not say that I'm being touched by the Holy Spirit, so all of you should listen to me.
圣灵感动的话，应该是大家都会觉得这是美事啊。
And if Holy Spirit touches upon this, and then everyone should feel that this is a wonderful thing.
所以要有计划。
And so you should have planning.
要用脑筋。
You want to use your brain.
要求智慧。
You want to ask for wisdom.
还有一个很重要的哦。
And one important thing.
你在这里看到啊，他走了两遍，走哪里？他走了同一个地方走两遍。
And we have seen that Ehud walked the pathway twice.
他走过基甲的凿石之地走两次啊。
And he went to the stone area of Gilgal.
啊，为什么？
And why?
熟悉环境啊。
And because he is familiar with that area.
所以啊，计划不是用嘴巴讲啊。
And so when we plan, this is not something that we talk.
你可以讲的一口的好计划。
And so you could have a very good planning with your mouth.
但是做的一团乱七八糟的事情。
But all the work you do is very mixed and confused.
所以不要只是动嘴巴。
And so do not just only use your mouth.
要亲自去走一走试试看。
And personally you have to step out and walk.
就像我们教会要办活动也是一样啊。
And just like when the church, when we need to bring on activities.
我们每一年都办一次的烤肉。
And so every year we will have a barbecue.
都要先派几个人啊，先去探查一下。那个地形啊。
And so we will send a few people to examine the area.
这个叫做有责任啊。
And this is being responsible.
你不是自己去想象，哦，应该可以，应该没问题，应该有。
And,
不是啊。
This is not something that we just plan in our minds.
哦，而是啊，要真正的去走一走，去看一看啊。
And we actually have to walk over there and just take a look.
所以服事神不是只有动嘴。
And so when we're serving God, we're not using only our mouth.
更要亲自去做做看。
And personally, we have to do the work.
就像这个以户一样，凿石之地先走个两趟。
And just like Ehud, walking past through the path, the passageway of the
stones. 有亲身的经验才能够知道怎么计划。
And you have to have this personal experience in order to know how to plan.
所以有时候啊，我们啊做信徒的哦。
And so many times when we being a member,
我们不要太 quick, 不要批评，不要太快。
And let's not criticize so quickly.
用批评都很简单啊，啊，这个不好，那个不对啊，这个怎么这样子啊，都很简单啊。
And it's very easy to criticize every single little thing.
有时候啊，我们自己做了一些工作才发觉没有那么简单啊。
And so sometimes after we have done some work, then we realize that this is not so simple.
你没有亲自走走啊， 都不知道啊。
And you have not personally walked around, you don't know what the situation is.
啊，我还记得我小的时候哦。
And I remember when I was younger.
啊，那时候啊，教会哈，煮饭啊，都是差不多同样的人在煮哦。
And at the time, it's about the same group of people that does the cooking.
哇，那个煮饭啊，每次煮出来，大家意见都很多啊。
And every time after this, cooking is done, there was a lot of different opinions.
这个太咸。
And this tastes so salty.
那个太大。
And why is this so light in flavor?
油加太多。
And this has so much oil in the food.
哇，讲来讲去意见一堆啊。
And there's tons of opinions flowing around.
那后来啊，那个负责人想想不对哦。
And so the board member thinks that this is not right.
就安排全教会大家轮流煮饭啊。
And so the board members...assigned the whole entire church to take turns in cooking.
我也被轮到了。
And even me, I was assigned as well.
我那时候高中哦。
And at the time, I was in high school.
我煮什么？
And what do I cook?
我煮了100多根的热狗。
And I cook about 100-something hot dogs.
哇，一大锅啊，热狗我一直煮啊。
And so I was cooking a big pot of hot dogs.
那天中午都没有人吃饭啊。
And so during that lunchtime, nobody really ate.
没办法啊，我就不会嘛。
And I'm sorry, I don't know how to cook.
诶，真的诶，那个轮了一轮下来哦。
And truly indeed, after a whole round went through,
意见少很多啊，没有人讲话啦。
And nobody really criticized anymore.
自己做过才发觉，煮给一两百人吃真的不容易啊。
And when you have actually done it for yourself, you realize that it's not so simple cooking for 200 people.
自己经历过才会懂得去体谅别人的辛苦啊。
And after you have gone through the experience, you really know how to feel with others.
所以我们啊，吃饭意见不要太多。
And so when we eat food, we should not have so much different opinions.
不容易，真的不容易。
And truly, it's not.Something that's so simple to do.
要不然我下次再煮热狗给你吃。
And or I could cook more hot dogs for you guys to eat for lunch.
所以我们要懂得欣赏别人的努力。
And so we have to learn how to desire other people's workings.
要尊重别人的付出。
And we have to respect other people's offerings.
自己做过才发觉圣工真的不容易。
And when you personally do it yourself, you will realize that holy work is not so simple.
这样子我们讲话做事跟别人才会比较有智慧、哦、
so that when we talk, when we communicate, and when we work, we will carry more wisdom.
来我们唱诗哦。
And let's sing hymn.
我们唱诗339首。
Let's sing hymn 339.
最后一节 last verse
耶稣是我的全所有I'm a better friend 生，人生美满喜乐无忧，生命丰盛喜乐无忧，我来愿。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们要一起来做聚会结束的祷告。
And we will all make the concluding prayer now.
在祷告当中，我们有很多需要代祷的弟兄姐妹。
And so during our prayer, let's remember the brothers and sisters that needed our prayer.
他们的身体需要我们他们身体不适。
And they physically feel disabled.
或者是信仰软弱。
And were they were spiritually weak.
虽然不是发生在我们自己身上
And although this is not happening on us personally,
但是我们如果想一想
But we really think about this.
今天如果是我身患重病
And if it's me today that have this great illness,
今天如果是我信心软弱痛苦
And if it's me that really lacking and spiritually weak,
我会希望别人怎么样的来为我代祷
And I'm really hopeful that other people can really truly pray for me.
我们如果有用这样的心来祷告
And so if we have this mindset during our prayer,
我们就能够看到神在我们生命当中的恩啊。
And we will see the grace that God will shine in our lives.
我们在祷告当中也特别为今天明天的灵修会祷告。
And so during our prayer, let's pray for the spiritual cultivation this weekend.
那是我们能够在这个混乱这个道德败落的世界能够如明光照耀哦。
And in a very bizarre and morality despised world that we could shine the light.
不但不被世界给同化
And we will not be combined or equal with the world
更能够像以物一样一个人改变整个历史
And we could be like Ehud that personally he could change the history
求主耶稣能够用我们
And let's ask Lord Jesus to use us
能够活出一个有价值有意义的人生
And so we could live out a more meaningful a more lively life
好我们一起到前面来祷告
And let's all come forward and pray